Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Lieutenant Noel Garcia, the Lansing Police Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
A couple of incidents in the last couple of days the Lansing Police Department are investigating. Let's start with the bank heist on South Cedar. A little background on that, what happened, and where we are today.
Sure. Well, It was about 1:50 p.m., 10 minutes before 2, yesterday in the 6300 block of South Cedar Street. The PNC Bank there was robbed by a lone suspect described as a black male in his 30s, about 6'1", medium build. We put out a picture a surveillance picture. You can find it on LSJ.com, and Channel 10 and Channel 6 also have it on their website. Of the suspect, he came in, and as soon as he came into the bank, there was about five customers there, and somewhere in the range of 6 to 10 employees. And he began shouting and screaming as the minute he came in for everyone to get on the floor. And there was a couple customers that didn't get down as quick as he'd like, and so he actually touched them and physically pushed them down while holding a gun in his right hand. He went up to a teller, pointing the gun at the teller, demanded money. She complied, gave him an undisclosed amount of money. As he was going to leave, he dropped some of that money, Cheryl, and when he went down to pick up the money with both hands, the gun went off. And fortunately, no one was hit by it, frightened everyone, of course. He left the bank, and we're not sure if he got into a vehicle or canine track. Tracked a short distance, so there's a possibility he did get in the vehicle or was picked up by somebody. But at this time, we've had some tips come in since we put this out to the media yet last night, and detectives are working on those leads.
Well, and where did that shot go? Just into a wall or a furniture?
It's my understanding it went into the ground area, and they were able to recover that spent case or that spent round in the casing. That's all evidence. So again, fortunately, no one was hurt by that round. It could have been that it was intentional. We don't know. What we do know is that he went in with a gun that was operable and it went off. So, we're asking for anyone with information on who this person may be. And hopefully this afternoon, we're going to have it on our website, Lansing Police Department's website. That's at lansingpolice.com. You'll be able to view the picture there if you'd like for your listeners. But anyone with information on if they look at this picture and think they might know who it was can give us that information one of three ways, or all three ways if they'd like. First, you can call Detective Mark Lewandowski, who's the lead detective on this case, at 483-6859. Or you can leave anonymous messages at Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP. That's 483-7867. And then also we have that anonymous text message method by leaving a text message to 847-411 and beginning your text message with LPD 517.
And Lieutenant, I'm looking at the picture that I printed from the Lansing State Journal article. Seeing a man with a gun drawn like that, that's scary. I mean, that's frightening. That's terrifying.
Well, yeah, and I responded to the scene last night to handle the media inquiries that were there, Cheryl, and I was able to see a lot of the witnesses, some of the customers, and even some of the tellers that were being interviewed, and just a traumatic situation, and a situation none of us want to see ourselves in. But this guy was brazen. I mean, he went in there with a gun, and the gun went off, so we know it was a real gun, And so this is offers a little heightened alert for us. We really want to get this person behind bars where he belongs, so that he can't repeat this crime anywhere else.
Well, and he's if you go in with a gun drawn, as this picture, I mean, it's we're not alluding to it. I'm looking at a picture of it. So
yeah.
To go in with a gun drawn like that says to me that you're not afraid to use it if you need to.
Right, and I don't know what's going on in his mind, whether what makes him what made him do what he did yesterday. But again, the minute he walks into the bank, he's screaming. yelling, and typically you don't see that. It's more of a deliberate walking up to the teller. So this is definitely something. We're getting this information out through different avenues, through yourself. I appreciate you having me on the show today, and through the other media outlets, so that we can get this case solved and get it solved now.
Well, and the other concern now is the pressure's on, so his anxiety level has got to be up, because there's a picture of him that's out there. We see how he's dressed, you know, in athletic pants yesterday anyway. Athletic pants looks like they're red, white, and blue, a kind of a royal blue T-shirt coming out of a navy blue hoodie.
Right.
Clean-shaven head. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the pressure is on now, and that makes him even more dangerous, I would think.
That's right. And, you know, when we people may look at this picture and say, well, there's, you know, you're not capturing his face. The clothing is so distinctive that I think people may, if they, for example, saw him on a bus sometime yesterday, give us a call with that information. We'll be able to get the bus route. It just gives us something to start with. And it may be that lead that would get us going on the investigation, and the end result being identifying this person. So any little tip that we can get is what we're asking for.
And we often hear that people know something that they don't even think is important. I mean, if you even have an inkling that you may have seen or heard something, give a call, because if it's nothing, then nothing's lost.
You're right. I mean, like I said, even if it's a tip that he was on the bus, or I saw him shopping at Meijer 2 hours or 3 hours before the bank robbery, you know, we can go get surveillance footage from the Meijer, and then even maybe get some information on how he paid, or maybe get a good picture from surveillance cameras there of his face, and we'll be putting that out shortly too. So, but I think really, if somebody looks at that picture, they might even be able to, even though we're not showing his face or it's not a picture of his face, just with the clothing and the physical description that we've got of him from this picture, people might think they know that this person, and give us a call with it, with the name, and we'll follow up on it.
Was anybody hurt? I know I read in the news article a couple of the, or at least one of the women was pushed to the ground when she didn't get down quick enough. Was anybody hurt?
Yeah, no. Yes, she was pushed to the ground. There was, I think, another that was handled as well, but not as forceful as that one that you're talking about. No injuries. Fortunately, like I said, everyone did a good job. Bank tellers, they get trained to just cooperate. That's what we asked them to do, and that's what they did yesterday. And because they did that, I really think they prevented anyone from being harmed by this man.
Well, clearly, if everybody comes out okay, everybody did what they needed to do. Another shooting in Lansing in the early morning hours this morning involving a Lansing cab driver.
Yes, Cheryl. It was about 2:20 this morning. Two suspects made a call for a cab, and they were picked up in the 800 block of Kaywood Street, C-A-W-O-O-D. And they got in the cab, a local cab agency here in town, and they were they asked the cab driver to give them a ride to 3500 block of North Waverly. Those are apartments out there. Driver let them out. They both came out of the vehicle and started walking away. So the cab driver came out of the vehicle and mentioned or shouted to one of the suspects, you know, where's my money? Are you going to pay for your fare? And that subject, suspect number one, presented a handgun, pointed it in the direction of the cab driver, and shot, you know, several shots. It wasn't just one. It was just under 10 shots, we believe. And fortunately, the cab driver was not struck. However, his cab was, and then another parked vehicle in the area was struck as well. Cab driver got back in the vehicle and left the area and called us. We were able to do a canine track from that area where the incident occurred, and the two canines tracked to two different apartments, and we believe we've got a pretty good lead on suspects at this time. But you know, we could always use some help for anyone with might have information on who these suspects were.
Well, thankfully for the cab driver, the shooter wasn't a very good shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can be thankful of that. That's for sure. I mean, you get six, seven, eight shots shot towards you and you're not hit, and I think you're a little lucky too.
I think you're very lucky. I'll ask you one more time, just for people who have information. It doesn't hurt to get the numbers out there one more time.
Sure, no problem. 483 STOP. That's Crime Stoppers at 483 STOP, and or you can call for the bank robbery again. Detective Mark Lewandowski at 483-6859, or an anonymous text message can be sent at 847-411, and then begin your message with LPD 517. Cheryl, I also mentioned that the bank robbery, PNC Bank, is offering up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect in that bank robbery.
Well, that's huge. And you know, if that encourages somebody to say what they need to say to get the right people, it's worth it, certainly.
Yeah, we really want to get this solved again, and solved relatively quick, to get this guy behind bars where he belongs.
Well, Lieutenant, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you're busy today. I appreciate it very much, and letting our listeners know what's going on.
Well, you're very welcome, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Noel Garcia, Lansing Police Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.